Stuart, we'll talk about today's game first. Disappointing performance, disappointing result for yourselves.
Yeah, at the halfway point, I think we got 220. We had half a sniff, but I think the way we sort of fielded there, we didn't do ourselves justice. And once George and Joe Carroll got together, they batted with great tempo and got the score pretty easily in the end.
Well, you had three or four batsmen, one getting under the 40s, yourself getting under their 30s. Really needed somebody to take it on, get a 70 or an 80.
Yeah, we just needed one of our top order to sort of kick on and get that big score of 80 plus. But we sort of kept getting out at crucial times. I got out when just me and Mike were starting to get going there, but we kept losing either wickets in clusters or wickets at vital times, and it sort of cost us from getting that 260, 270 score, which would have been a winnable total.
But to be fair to them, they batted well, as you say. Joe Carroll, George Dockle batted well, and a few lads before them batted well as well, giving them a solid platform for them to come in.
Yeah, the openers gave them the platform, obviously, for the batters to come in and play with such freedom in the end. And yeah, it was a good display by them.
Stuart, I can't leave you without talking about the big test match during the week of Pakistan. Tremendous performance, and a personal tremendous performance for yourself, so congratulations for that. And it must have been it was a history-making thing, but what was your feelings?
I think as a collective, we were pretty nervous, obviously, for it being like our inaugural test match and the hype around it and everything. But the first day being washed out kind of sort of let us settle into the test match, and then obviously we had the ball in our hands early, so we were able to settle in. And no, it was good fun. It was there was good crowds at it, and it was just great to play a test match.